All right, it's time for the worst here on the download. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Very excited tonight. Old friend back in town. The Chicago Improv Festival is in town, and that means a lot of great improvisers come in from the coast to perform and entertain the masses here in Chicago. The 20th anniversary of the festival. In studio tonight, very excited to have Holly Laurent, a longtime Chicago improviser. She was on the Second City main stage. And she is now living in Los Angeles. She's back for a show tomorrow night at Second City ETC, which will be at 8 o'clock. She is with her longtime stage partner, Katie Rich, and they are performing with the group Virgin Daiquiri on stage at the ECC. Holly, great to see you.
Hey, thanks
Welcome
for having
back.
Me. I'm a true Chicagoan. I'm happy in these streets.
I'm happy in these streets. Streets of Michigan Avenue.
That's right. Although they very gray.
Yeah, that, right.
The ride in from O'Hare today, I was like, I am very familiar with this road, and she's still ugly.
She's still ugly. That is a good way to put it. And that the worst is when we have these gray days, especially when we're so close to spring, right?
And I heard it was real warm last week. Did that do a number on you?
It was just a lot of short shorts. There's just a ton of short shorts walking, and you're like, you know what? Just wait a couple months. Get those short shorts out. But Chicago does it all the time.
Chicagoans get overzealous.
Yeah. They're like, I got them out too. I mean, it's just
that skin wants to see the light.
312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight for prizes. This is where we complain about the worst things in society. For pizza. That's the fun of
that's
it.
That's the best.
I know. I promised you pizza and I totally forgot. So that's. But you know what? I'll get you back next time.
Okay. Next time, then it's going to have to be a Lou Malnati's deep dish butter crust, well done, uncut with spinach, mushroom, and garlic. Easy on the garlic side of extra tomato sauce.
I didn't even think. Look at you. I remember you said that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we get pizza here for Holly. No problem. And then I totally forgot.
Well, I'm not going to forget.
Yeah. I can already see the steely glaze.
Outside of Chicago, when people know you're from Chicago, that's one of the main things. You know, overseas, they always say, oh, Al Capone, do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Or they say Michael Jordan.
Right.
But in the States, what I've realized is people, it's pizza. And they're always like, I'll even have like Lyft drivers be like, so what's, okay, as a Chicagoan, what's the best Chicago? And I'm like, oh. People are going to tell you different things. I'm the one that's right, and it's Lou Malnati.
And it's Lou Malnati. Oh, perfect. Gosh. That's what we have to give away tonight as a prize for sort of commenting on the worst. This is really the greatest hour in Chicago radio because all you have to do is complain about your day.
Okay.
And if it's strong enough, you get a pizza.
Yeah.
Right? There's not too many other – I mean, we don't have to play games. There's no trivia.
Yeah.
There's no – you don't have to show us your talent.
Right.
You just have to complain about something that happened at 312-981-7200 and you get a pizza.
And if there's something I know about people, is they
like
to complain.
Right.
I mean, this is too easy. You're just creating a place for them
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start tonight. Let's start with Pete Zimmerman as we do every single episode of The Worst. Pete, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful.
All right. Why don't you kick us off?
Well, speaking of Lyft,
yeah.
What's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When your Lyft driver or your Uber driver mm-hmm. profiles you and changes the radio station. Like, just because I'm an old white guy doesn't mean I want to hear Steely Dan. Leave the jams on, man.
Oh, that's so great. Like, they're playing something good, and you're like, oh, that's good. And they're like, he's not going to like this rap.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell by the cut of this guy. He's more of a classic rock guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Indy. Really efficient for
Rush,
tip,
a lot right? of Rush. I'm a lot of Rush.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good start tonight.
Nice.
You know, and usually the great thing about the worst is that it almost like it catches a trend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start in one direction, like this happens all the time when we say, you know what's the worst about grocery stores? Then you'll get like a ton of grocery stores. So don't be surprised if tonight becomes just a rideshare mess.
Okay, cool.
312-981-7200. All right, Holly.
Yeah.
What do you got? What's the worst?
Ooh.
Ooh.
The word post-fact? I mean, is there any... Right? The only thing maybe on par with that is when you're really looking forward to the thing you saved in the refrigerator and you're coming home and somebody ate it.
Yeah.
Or drank it. That thing you saved that you know is there and you're thinking about it and you're like saving yourself for it and it's not there.
Right, of your six roommates, you're painting a picture of you, like, or is this,
no, this is
particularly,
my husband.
I was going to say, is this one person?
This is my husband. I've divorced him 10 times for this. He's not aware of it, but in my mind, I've been like, that's it.
Is he a loose eater? I mean, he's the kind of guy who's like, whatever's in the fridge, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's rules, you're right. Like, there's no way I'm digging into something unless I know it's okay to do so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's eaten the thing. It was my takeout. It was my leftovers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not good.
That's crossing
that is
the line,
worst.
Right?
That's the worst.
That's the worst. Do you think it's worse than the word post-fact?
I think it might be on par, which is another the worst. People say on par.
On par. Or what about, is it worse than slippery slide of leaving an imperfect but beautiful democracy and just sliding into a tyrannical dictatorship?
I mean, I think post-facts probably were.
Okay.
That's the worst. That's worse than that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
312-981-7200. 630 says, Uber driver here. I music genre profile, but at least I change the channel before the rider gets near the car. See, that's the key.
Oh.
You already get a picture or you get an idea. You see Pete show up and you're like, Pete's probably a classic rock guy. I'm going to get Rush ready.
Uh-huh.
It's the lazy guys who are like, oh, I forgot. I better do it right now.
Yeah.
It's too late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I always think they're playing their music. I've always been like, oh, what does this tell me about this person?
Maybe they don't need to profile you. Maybe they're like, you know, Holly's cool. She's going to get what I get. Pete is a little bit different. Like, in the sense that perhaps they're like, this guy's not going to get me, so I need to change it to what I think he likes.
Well, now I'm going to be self-conscious about it. Now I'm going to, like, really listen to him and be like, oh, so that's what you think of me?
All right, Susan, Kristen's on the line. We got some texts that are coming in. 312-981-7200. Let's stay on time. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with the worst here on 720 WGN. All right, it's the worst here on the download every Tuesday night. Holly Laurent in studio, a longtime Chicagoan improviser, was on the main stage at Second City, now lives out in beautiful Los Angeles, California, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah, baby.
You know, making us laugh with her genius. And she will be on stage at the Second City ETC tomorrow night with her longtime stage partner, Katie Rich. And they will be on stage at 8 o'clock. Virgin Daiquiri's opening up for them, and also a Chicago group of talented improvisers. It's fun to be back. I mean, to see all your friends and get a chance to get up on stage and improv.
It's the best. It's like, to me, my parents moved too much, so I don't have a childhood home to go to where you feel that thing of like, oh, I just walked into the door of my house. But man, Second City is that for me. Walking in, family, just dysfunctional family. Where you love, hate
you recognize
each other.
I mean, so many young people come through there. I mean, you walk in and you're like, everyone know who I am? And they're like, no, man. We're 19.
I know. And I'm like, that's what a 19-year-old looks like now? Goodness gracious.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Susan. Susan, what's the worst?
Hi.
I'm
teaching our program for spring break this week.
Okay.
And yesterday the kids were supposed to cut out shapes to hang on a mobile. They're 4 and 5 years old.
Oh, uh-oh.
And none of them knew how to use the scissors. So we ended up cutting out 36 shapes.
Oh, hand cramp.
You didn't even try to like let them just kind of figure it out. You're like, nah, I got to do this.
Well, I said they could rip it.
I like your style.
And when did they get to the glue? Is there glue involved?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They put some like tissue paper collage on there, and then we hung them up. But it was a trying day.
Susan, what I would do if I were you is I'd get a long leash, and I'd tie these kids together, and I'd walk them around the block for like for 25 minutes at least, and just tire them out. I feel like that's what every daycare does in my block. Yeah. I see kids on leashes everywhere.
Yeah.
I go.
Kids on a rope.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
So it's always an option. Thanks, Susan.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Kristen. Kristen, what's the worst, Kristen?
The worst was last week when we went to see Disney on Ice, and my husband got us a motel room that he stays in frequently when he goes in golf tournaments.
Okay. Wait, say that again? I didn't even hear it. I could barely make it out, so.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Husband got us a motel room that we could go to after we saw Disney on Ice, and we went in, and it was not good at all. And this was supposed to be a motel that had been, you know, totally renovated. It was just
really
expensive.
Bad hotel room.
Oh, yeah. But then they put us in another one that was even worse.
Oh, no.
You went and complained? You said, hey, listen, this is bad. This is filthy.
Yeah,
and they're like,
right, I did. I called them and I told them, and she said, oh, I'll be right up. So she came up.
Oof.
And started taking pictures. She said, well, I'm going to put you in another room. Okay, let's go. And she did, and after she left, it was even worse. But by this time, it was midnight. We were tired. We slept in our sweats, and we couldn't even take a shower.
That's terrible.
That was...
Well, yeah, that's a straight up bum out.
Yeah.
You bummed us out, Kristen, with that one. That's no one likes a filthy hotel room.
Ooh, you know what the dirtiest part of a hotel room is?
What's that?
The remote. Have you heard this?
Oh, I didn't. I don't want to know.
I know. That'll.
Is it a weird, creepy thing, or is it just because most people touch it?
It's just everybody.
Is that like some sort of fetish thing where people are doing things with the remote?
It's
and stuff
a thing where
about?
You know people don't wash their hands. Their hands are. Yeah. But it's a thing that doesn't get cleaned.
They don't touch it. Right?
Everyone's touching. So now think of keep that in mind. That'll burn your noodle though, man.
One of the worst from a couple weeks ago was about someone found it was like maybe it was a used prophylactic in the ice bin in a hotel.
Boy.
And then I was like, they don't clean that out either. Like and then you go and you go put the stuff in there. That's what I was like, all right.
And what if you're putting that ice in your drink?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, let's keep going. Let's go to Tanya. Tanya, what's the worst, Tanya?
Hi. Let me just start out by saying my three kids are pretty good. They've never gotten in trouble in school.
Okay, sure.
And today, just getting, they, I mean, not in trouble where I've gotten phone calls.
Okay.
But I had to go to my oldest daughter. She's a freshman in high school. And I guess she's giving her answers out to people. So I get in trouble. She gets in trouble for that today because she said she doesn't know how to say no and people are asking for answers.
Like answers on a test? Kind of thing?
Yeah, like study guides, because they don't want to do the homework, and they know she's going to do it. So,
and she got caught doing that. That's the first problem. Go ahead.
Okay, then my second daughter, I get an email, because all the kids, she's selling slime at school. They're making slime, and they're selling it at school.
Like, she's making black market slime and getting 25 cents on
the
dollar for that?
It's like cigarettes in prison. It's
they make slime. They get glue and food coloring, and they make all this slime. Put it in baggies, and everyone's selling it at school. So there was a mass email out that a bunch of kids got in trouble. And she came home, and she didn't really get caught. She said, but she did sell slime for money. So I'm like, great. And then my son got in trouble for swearing on the bus.
Wow, triple threat tonight.
Yeah.
All three in one day, and I've never gotten phone calls before ever.
Tanya, right now you are leading in the vote total only for the fact that I want you to have a pizza so you can eat it in front of them and be like, this is punishment.
I know.
Get this pizza because you have, you get three different.
But the good news is these things happen in threes, so you're done.
Right.
Yeah, you got it all done.
That's all I have is three kids, thank God, right?
Yeah. I was going to say also the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, I like it.
Is pretty strong in your family,
and
so I'll give them that.
I feel like at the end of the day, they still sound like good kids to me across the board.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't real.
I swear, they really are. They're really good kids, and my husband and I are like, this is crazy. And I just left for work. I'm going away for 2 days at the Hilton, and I just can't wait to go to work now. I just am so excited about the hotel. But I will check the remote. I'm definitely going to wipe the remote off now.
Yeah, the ice, too.
That's bring some sure. wipes.
All right. Thanks, Tanya. That's good. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I feel like it's either these are good kids with entrepreneurial spirit or, you know, just sort of a gateway.
That's right.
To a lot of other problems. But Tanya's going to figure that out, I'm sure. Right. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, what's the worst, Charlie?
The worst is back in 1988, we had a really bad summer. It was really hot.
I remember that, yeah.
Okay, and the wife, she went grocery shopping, and she got all these groceries. And about 2 weeks later, she comes out of work, and there's all these flies on the back end of the car. So she brings the car home. I open up the trunk, and what do I find? Two corn hens and a head of lettuce.
She just
forgot about it. The flies didn't. We actually had to have the car actually, you know, what do you call that, when they clean it out where you can't smell it?
Oh, wow. So you had some,
but, it didn't
some
work
expense
out so well.
To this.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just kind of the worst thing that I think I've ever.
And the best part, Charlie, is that in next year, it'll be a 30th anniversary. So you look back on that and say, it's been 30 years. This is
so
the 30 year of the worst. That's right. That's right. Charlie, thanks for that, man. All right.
Okay, you're the okay, bye.
All right. How about that? I think we're getting some good stuff tonight, Holly.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
All right.
Like it.
We're also getting a ton of texts as well. People calling in 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll get an update on the news. We'll come back with the second half of the worst here on the download, 720 WGN.
What's going down, y'all? My people. know the deal. When worse come the worst, my people come first. When worse come the worst, my people come
first. All right, thanks, Rob. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We got a lot of people standing by. Texts and calls. Play the worst tonight to complain about the worst things in society for prizes. Holly Laurent in studio. She is back for the Chicago Improv Festival. She's on stage tomorrow at Second City ETC at 8 o'clock with her longtime stage partner, Katie Rich, doing some improv for the Chicago Improv Festival. Holly, of course, improviser who was on the main stage at Second City, now living in Hollywood. Back in town. 312-981-7200. So, we went through the first half. We've got some strong contenders, mm-hmm. but there's still a lot more mm-hmm. to play for the pizzas that were given away tonight. Mm-hmm. So let's get right to it.
I want some juicy ones.
Let's go to Valerie. Valerie, what's the worst, Valerie?
Hey.
Oh,
the worst was yesterday. I came back from vacation knowing that I had a ton of email.
Yeah.
So I go to log on to my computer, and my computer doesn't recognize me. So I have to log in as an other user. Then I can't get into my email.
Why doesn't it recognize you? What's the issue?
They don't know. They had to actually take my computer after trying to figure it out for a couple of hours in the morning. They took my computer and wiped it clean and started from fresh.
You gotta be kidding me.
I got my computer back this afternoon. And, of course, you know, it doesn't have right. your signature in it anymore.
Doesn't have all the memes you collected. That sounds like the worst. There's a lot of sighs going on. Valerie, there's a lot of worse things in the world, though.
There are, but, you know.
It's a pain.
I wasn't able to do anything yesterday. I was just, oh, my God.
It's like an extension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an extension.
Yeah, but
it's an extension of your vacation. Look at it that way. You got an extra
back
day.
In the office.
Back in the office. We got a work for, a work from work day.
No matter what happens when you come back from vacation, it's going to feel like garbage.
Yeah. So you got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're glad we could cheer you up, Valerie. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Let's go to Julie. Julie, what's the worst, Julie?
Oh, 21 years ago, my daughter was just about 3 years old.
She's going to love this story.
Oh, you're going to love it. Yeah. We were having a housewarming party, and she was in her room taking a nap, and I went to get her out and realized that she had been awake for quite a while and had proceeded to remove her diaper and smear everything on the walls, the bed, herself, 10 minutes before the first guest was supposed to arrive at the new house.
Wow. Ooh. So did you get it cleaned up in time, or is that a cliffhanger?
Or did you lock the door and light a candle?
We thankfully, my mother-in-law was a big help. She says, I'll take her and get her cleaned up. I'm like, oh, thanks. Left me with the biggest mess, but we did get it cleaned up. I did have windows open, cleared everything out, and she survived and will be getting married in October this year.
Oh, this sounds like a story for the toast at the wedding.
Yeah, this has got wedding toast written all over.
I was thinking that, or I hope she has 3 daughters just like her.
I got that curse on me too from my mom. She always said, I hope you have a daughter just like you. And I haven't had children, and I wonder why.
I wonder why. All right,
my
thanks,
mother-in-law
Julie.
Used to say, I wish you have a son just like you. Your husband. I'm like, what did I ever do to you?
Ooh, getting it out. Yeah.
I love it, Julie. Thank you for that. 312-981-7200. All right. All right, let's go to some of these texts. A lot have come in, so let me get these down. Okay. The worst, 262 says, the head nod hello in the gym locker room. Does nobody cover up anymore? And that was the question mark and exclamation point at the same time. That's how I felt that it should be read, right?
I think up nods are the worst. I like a down nod. I don't like an up nod. An up nod is like, what's your problem?
Yeah, it's very bro-y.
Yeah.
What's up?
Don't give me an up
nod. What's up?
Yeah. You know what's the worst? When you let someone go in front of you in traffic and they don't give you the wave.
They don't give you a
wave. Give me the wave.
What about a head nod?
I'll take a down nod. Not an up nod.
If they give an up nod, do you follow them with the brights on?
I follow them and I beat them to a bloody pulp.
773 says the worst about shopping at Jewel, so specific, is when you wait a minute for that one lady to get off her phone only to see someone in front of what you need to purchase. Okay. Well, it's
too many people at the Joel.
773, using an ATM and having the machine suck my money back in because I didn't retrieve it fast enough.
Oh, no.
That's on you.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. You got to focus up.
Sorry, I don't know.
Focus
when money
up.
Comes out, you got to grab it.
What,
you
got to
put everything else.
Phone?
Yep. Put that stuff away. Money is on the table. Money is in the machine. Oh, grab it.
Yeah.
I mean, if maybe this was a malfunctioning machine, but it feels like to me if that money is, if you see just the tip of the bill, you got to get your hands on it.
Uh-huh. That sweet, sweet cash. Get it while it's hot.
Let's get it while it's hot. All right. Okay. The worst is having to listen to the work. The worst is listening to the worst on the way to work. I should be heading home.
Oh. It's going to be a late night.
Yeah. That is. That's a weird. 773, water bottle leaking in my backpack, leaving a trail of green slime dripping, following me without my knowledge until three aisles were covered in Whole Foods.
Ooh, we know a little girl who could sell that slime.
We do.
That's currency, dude. That's currency. Go mop that up.
She's in the Whole Foods.
Sell it on the elementary school market.
Shoveling it into a Ziploc bag. The worst is when the vet for April gets your hopes up about giving birth, but then you realize they've been saying that for 2.5 months. Talking about April the giraffe, which I agree. The worldwide phenomenon of a webcam on a pregnant giraffe, April, with the sort of idea that any day this giraffe's going to give birth and you could see it like in real time.
Yeah.
And it just stays pregnant for like longer than it should. So I think they're starting to be internet conspiracy theories that possibly it's a big hoax.
She just got gas.
I was watching this the other day, and I noticed that they slapped a big Toys R Us ad on the bottom of the video
did
now.
Not.
Yeah, Toys R Us, because they have that toy giraffe, you know, that all the kids,
right.
Whatever, use. Yeah, Toys R Us.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever seen a baby giraffe born? It's a long fall. It's a
that's what everyone's waiting for.
Yeah, it's a fall. It's like bam, it falls from a height, and then it gets up right away.
It's ready to go.
Yeah, it's a prey animal. It's got to get ready to run.
6'3" It just takes off. The webcam is following after the little baby giraffe.
That. And there's a little girl following that. Like, is that slime?
Let me get that slime. The worst is voice recognition on my phone. All right, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. 312 says the worst is when you have to bend down on a hot summer day and scoop up your dog's soft serve.
Mm.
That just seems like it's, I don't know what the hot summer day has to do with it.
Also, what are you feeding it? This is fixable.
This is fixable.
Yeah.
You could fix that worse.
Yeah. You can get that nice and hard.
Right. The worst, 630, this is a tough one. The worst is getting dumped after making hotel reservations for the both of you.
True. How'd you get dumped? That's what I want to know. We want the juicy details.
Was it a text dump?
Yeah, that's the worst. Any dump is
bad. Did you get dumped on Expedia? Like while you're making the hotel reservations? That was dumb. That didn't make sense. The worst about shopping in suburban stores, slow music, making people meander. Stop meandering. All right, yeah. Let's go to Marcos. Marcos, what's the worst, Marcos?
Me and my wife were waiting in line at Walmart, and they shut down the lines to two or three cashiers out of like 20 or cash registers out of 20 cash registers. We waited in line for 15 minutes around midnight. We get to our cashier, and he says he's on break, and he just walked away.
Oh,
he's mad.
Yeah, and the manager's kind of arguing with him. He's like, on break. He just walked away. It's kind of sucky. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That guy's fighting for his rights.
Thanks, Marcos. Yeah, that is tough, man. And that is, I mean, there is obviously an issue that the budgets or whatever it is that run the late night Walmarts or the Targets or whatever, they have not figured it out where they're like, one guy's going to work tonight. Let's just have one guy. It's like you go in there for one thing at midnight, and you're like, I just need to get one thing. And you're in the line as long as you've ever seen it.
I know. It makes you think about stealing.
Don't get me started.
They made me steal it. The line was too long.
At a certain point, I think a judge would understand that. Yeah. You're like, you know what? No, I've been there.
Yeah.
I wanted that orange juice, too. And it's
got, how long was this break? We're talking 15 or 30?
We didn't know.
Is it a 30-minute break? Yeah, I would have stole it too.
312 wants to know, the worst is when you run for the elevator that's closing and you finally pry the doors open with your jaws of life bare hands and everybody's not looking at you pretending like they're doing the mannequin challenge.
When you said bare hands, I pictured that he has bare hands. Like with, he's like he's a human like body, but bare hands. Like what? A black bear? A grizzly bear? Like, that's why everyone's pretending everyone's they don't just, see.
They're playing dead.
Yeah.
They think it's a bear attack.
Exactly. Oh. Play dead. Play dead.
That's great. That's
that's why.
And that is improv.
Yeah, that's the worst, dude, when you have bare hands.
You have
that would be the worst.
Oh, that's good stuff. 312-981-7200. All right, we'll come back. We'll get Mike. We'll get the text as well, and we will... We're gonna crown some winners, some pizza winners.
Great.
Holly Laurent in studio. We're playing the worst. Stay with us. All right, it's the worst. 312-981-7200. Holly Laurent in studio. She's in the Improv Fest, Chicago Improv Fest at Second City ETC tomorrow night, 8 o'clock with Katie Rich. Virgin Daiquiri's opening up. It's a big show. Yeah. Back in town. Yeah. Holly, of course, longtime Chicago improviser with The Reckoning, also with Second City Main Stage. Awesome that you told me in the break that The Reckoning performs out in L.A. every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. With Cook County Social Club, also Chicago Classic.
Great groups and from Chicago that are in L.A. that are...
Yeah, we're bringing the Chicago style.
Entertaining the masses.
That's right.
In Hollywood. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's the worst, Mike?
The worst is basically trying to quit smoking, and you can smell cigarettes everywhere around you. It's like a superpower because I've quit smoking for like 3 months, and my senses are returning, like your taste and smell. But I can, like, you know, I can spot when people are smoking, like, you know, a half a block away, like that guy down the street just lit up a Newport cigarette.
That's the downside. You get your senses back, and now all you can sense is cigarette smoke.
I can't smell a fire down the block, but in Newport, I can smell. That's pretty much it.
Now that there is a parliament. Yeah. Ooh, somebody's got a camel.
That's a cool one. I don't like that.
All right, thanks, Mike. That's great. That's a good one.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yeah,
stick
good luck.
With it.
Stick with it. All right. 773 says the worst is going to McDonald's and saying your order slow. So they get it right, and yet they still get it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess. 773, being out of toilet paper. Mm. Classic. Yeah. That's for the worst when we do the best of the worst.
Yeah.
Nobody's it's always toilet, argue with that one. Toilet paper themed.
Yeah.
Always. The worst is when carefully... 312. The worst is when people carefully pick the crud out of the corner of their eyes and examine it like rare rubies.
Oh, don't look at it.
It's eye snot, people. Gross. That's a good one. The worst is when the cops wait till you get in a difficult spot before pulling you over.
Mm.
Yeah, they want to make it as...
They just wait till you get good and drunk.
Yeah.
It's on them, man. That's on them.
Those cops.
They made you do it. They just gave you long enough to get hammered. How dare they?
How dare you? 773, the worst saran wrapping anything. I'm a terrible saran wrapper.
It's an art form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some really good saran wrapping, some tight saran wrapping, but I can't do it.
When you got it, you got it. You can bounce a quarter off that.
It's like when it was high school and I would roll the jeans. It's never really good at rolling the jeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I way too loose. Way too cash and loose.
It's not a loose roll, Justin. Yeah. It's a tight roll.
I know. Or just too tight. Like, I couldn't get it right. Not my thing.
You're a man of extremes.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. All right. 630 says a joke for my 4-year-old. Why don't bears wear socks? They have bare feet.
Hey.
You see, there you go. That was based on.
It's a callback. That's what we call a callback.
That's a callback. Mm-hmm. 773, the worst cash-only businesses. Okay. The worst are extremely tiny pockets.
Yeah.
On jeans that aren't big enough for your phone.
Yeah, or your hand. And then your hand is all the way out and just the fingernails are in.
It was like at some point they're like, that's great for quarters.
Right.
You know, if people had loose change and it just stuck with it. Like somewhere there is a mass of people like that we don't even know that are using it for coins.
Uh-huh.
And they have the data at jeans companies and they're like, you don't get it. You know, you're the minority. You don't understand. But this is in the heartland.
Oh.
People are using it for nickels, for dimes. You just don't get it.
I haven't seen a nickel or dime in a real long time, man.
It's a Hollywood living, man. You don't deal with the small stuff.
That's right.
All right. The worst is listening to the worst while getting ready for an 8 a.m. flight home from Frankfurt, Germany. Greetings from Germany.
Hey.
Hey, all right. That doesn't sound like the worst. It sounds
Dankeschön,
awesome.
Bitte schön.
Right. All right. Mary from Roselle says, when the ATM makes the sound that will give you the money, then the door doesn't open. Mm-hmm. No money, then 30 minutes arguing with the bank manager that you didn't get it.
Oh, man.
Wow, that bank manager's really putting his foot down.
Yeah.
Well, as long I guess it's their job, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Argue over the ATM.
Yeah. At least she was ready. If it did come out, she would have grabbed
right.
it.
She would have, right away.
With her hot little bare hand.
773, the worst is t-shirts that look totally normal and plain until you spot the tiny embroidery that says something completely random. Yeah. All right. Killing it on the t-shirt. There's a lot of t-shirt stuff tonight, too. 773, being jealous of Jay Cutler's bum.
Huh.
I don't know if you saw that today. You were on the plane.
No, what happened?
Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari, sorry, excuse me, her husband,
uh-huh.
Her wife, his... Whatever.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, Instagram vacation picture where Jay Cutler is naked from behind.
Oh.
So it's Jay Cutler's bum on display.
Can you do that on Instagram?
It was funny because she actually put a post. I think everybody had to screenshot it and put it on every People Magazine, People.com.
So how was it?
It was good.
It was good.
It was strong. It was a strong bum. Nice.
Was it real? Was it white? Did it have lines?
That was, I think, the whole point. Like no tan lines.
Oh,
like, it was a really strong bum. I gotta say, I give Jay Cutler a lot of credit.
Okay.
He gets a bad rap for how he plays football, but I gotta say, in the bum department, not so bad.
Yeah, bad knees, right? Bad knees, good bum.
Yeah, bad knees. Really can't read a 3-4 defense, but good bum.
Wasn't he the one that was injured forever?
Yeah, he's always injured. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. He's out of shape. He's been gone for too long, Holly. He's gone.
Oh.
But he's got a great bum.
I like that Cubs pitcher who was naked in ESPN.
Jake Arrieta, right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a good bum.
Strong bums.
I didn't see no tan lines on that one neither. How are these guys getting their bums?
All right. So many great athletic bums. Now that means something completely different. But anyway, 312-981-7200. All right, you know what? Let's wrap it. Let's wrap and give away some prizes, right?
Yeah.
All right, what'd I do with it? Well, here it is. A Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I got two of them tonight. Lou Malnati's, home of the Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We got two. This is tough because, when you're only giving away two prizes, there's so much stuff tonight. There was so much great stuff.
Yeah.
But let's go right to it. And we're going to pick two from the phones tonight. The texts have been great.
Yeah.
And you know what? Keep them coming.
But we had to follow
our
hearts.
Had to follow. I think if one pizza tonight is going to go to Charlie.
Yeah.
Because back in 1988, Charlie's wife left two Cornish hens in the back of their car on a very, very hot summer in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Took them a couple weeks to notice. The flies noticed first. And Charlie had to get the car cleaned out it professionally. So there's actually a cost to that. Not only did they not eat the Cornish hens, but there was a cost to clean the car.
Yeah.
So we feel to make up for the Cornish hens from 30 years ago,
you
can have a pizza.
A pizza today.
A pizza today for the Cornish hens from 30 years ago.
The memory of the hens that weren't.
That's right. And tonight, our number one, who's also going to get a pizza, is Tanya, who's back in the line. Tanya, her three kids, usually the best kids of all time. All separately in trouble tonight. Schools either calling or emailing to tell you about your bad family.
I know, it's terrible.
It's terrible, but you got a couple days to get away for work, and now you get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
Yeah.
I suggest, Tanya, that you order this, you get this gift certificate, you order the pizza, and you eat it in their presence and not let them have any as punishment.
I should, because they love stuffed pizza. So that is a great idea.
Yeah.
See? And you can say, this is from Uncle Justin.
This was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
Tanya, thanks so much for playing. All right. A great night tonight. Holly Laurent in studio and on stage tomorrow at Second City ETC. Back just this week for the Chicago Improv Festival 20th anniversary. Holly, I can't thank you enough. Great to see you. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I get to look out these windows at my beautiful Chi.